This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. That's why I'm thinking that I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. No matter what you say, no matter how you act, there is a good day going on here, there, and everywhere. Many of your friends are having a good day. So if you're not, what do you need to do to have a good day, to have a better day? Here's the story of Maria Sanchez. Jay, she became the first player in the National Women's Soccer League to sign a $1.5 million contract.
Oof.
How about them apples?
Yeah,
the women's sports are getting the attention that they deserve and that they need to have.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure that people know that, right? Here's the story of this Roman artifact. You sent me this, and I was fascinated. Look at this. There are a lot of people, for whatever the reason, we've had a number of these stories over the last month or two, of amateur archaeologists who are going out and finding things, and then they put them on display.
Or people just doing renovations on their home. And
finding stuff. Right.
Standing.
Yeah. Speaking of things that are to be found, one of my favorite websites is the NASA.gov website. Good, Doug. So there is a picture today of what they describe as an unprecedented horse head shaped nebula. Look at the image of this. This is an exquisitely detailed image that captures a portion of what you would, if you're looking at a horse, the horse's mane, if you will. This is 8 light years in width and 1,300 light years from Earth. It was discovered first a number of years ago, but there's never been, like, the Webb telescope is out there now to take pictures of all kinds of stuff that we see new almost every day on the NASA website. So they've released this horse head image, and then you look at, you know, this, it almost looks like the Star of David above it. It's really kind of eerie, in a nice way. Yeah, you look at it, and it reminds you of what you think the three wise men saw when they were on their way to give the incense and frankincense and myrrh to Jesus the baby. So anyway, back to the reality of today. The Webb Space Telescope has these sharp images of the Horsehead Nebula, which is in the constellation Orion, and it's sort of, If you're to believe, and why wouldn't you? I mean, there's all kinds of new stuff to believe now. The old theories are going out the window with the realities of what we're seeing, these pictures taken with a web camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a part of our galaxy, which is sort of birthing new stars, I guess. That's, I don't know how else to put it, but frankly.
Well, that's what it makes me think of, because I looked at this photo, and I am seeing the horse head. And it makes me think of, you know, when you look at clouds, you imagine, okay, I'm seeing this thing, and you're talking to somebody, like, oh, look at the tiger in the sky in the cloud. And they're like, no, I don't see a tiger, I see something else. But that's what a nebula is. They're giant space clouds.
It's really phenomenal.
Will it change? I don't know enough about nebulas. I mean, I know enough that they're beautiful and what they are, but do they, like clouds in our atmosphere, change shapes based on the wind patterns? What is it like in space? Or do these nebulas just change their shape?
Yeah, there's no wind at all. It's just the there's an allusion to all of this, frankly. And so you go back to 1888 when the Scottish astronomer William Fleming saw this nebula and defined it, in a sense, using a very crude, look at the telescopes, very crude telescope back then. But the other side of it is, look at how we've advanced in just, 150 years or less? So it goes from what he saw in 1888 to what we can see today.
Mm-hmm.
It's phenomenal.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, you look at the clouds, as you're suggesting, they're at kind of the bottom of the image there. I'm moving this around with my mouse to look at some of the pictures. It doesn't look like, I think maybe, Jay, the reason it doesn't look like a horse's head is because this picture only captures the top of the horse's mane. It doesn't give you the rest of it. But when you think about all of the, what's in that so-called cloud, the planets that are in there. And this is just something that's been updated since 2013. The last pictures that were taken of this were the Hubble Space Telescope. And now, so you see the much more clear view. And this thing, the Webb thing, just keeps going and taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And every day there's something new. It is, and the fact that they could develop something like this and have it work is another. It's just amazing. It's mind-boggling. And we get ourselves so worked up on silly stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, instead how insignificant.
Yeah. Know? All right. Yep. All right. Anyway, so let's get back to some of the realities of being here on planet Earth on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, by the way. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. So if you are seeking protection, you're searching for a good deal for what you have on the road, what you have on the water, and bundling all these things together is possible as well. Find out what you can save. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. And you will be in good shape. All right, speaking about shapes, we were talking about spring cleaning earlier, and now I want to talk about planning your vacation. All right, all those who have become disillusioned with what it's going to cost this year to take a vacation, raise your hands, please. There, look at all those hands. So this is a survey of 2,000 adults, finding that 1 in 5 people don't want to do what they are doing for vacation. They go, we don't even go back to the same place. I was talking about somebody the other day. Yeah, the people who have, let's say, this conversation I was having with a friend was about some of the islands and where people go and have timeshares, for example. Aruba is a place. There are other Turks and Caicos. Most of the islands in the Caribbean have timeshares. And so what happens if you don't want to go back year after year after year? Well, you swap them, you do. There's all kinds of creative things and people that can help you market what you have. But anyway, back to this, the response to this survey. If you have, the average person has 15 days on vacation. That's what it'll be this year, supposedly. Last year it was 11 days. So a little bit better this year than last year. So about 25% of the respondents here, Jay, say they travel more than the average person they know.
Mm-hmm.
But nearly half say they want to be known as a frequent traveler. So they want to just go once a year to some place. They want to go every couple of months.
Yes.
And I guess you can do that if you don't have children. If you have children, no. I mean, there are a lot of people that take the April vacation, the February vacation, Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
And you
can
a weekend
do it if you have children, if you have
you
the income.
You can do it four
if
times
you have the
years.
Income to afford.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the good thing about the respondents and what they consider the benefits of vacations, good self-care, reduces stress. Most people that were responding said they do nothing on their vacation, which I think is, I couldn't imagine. First of all, I don't take vacations, so I'm not a good one to kind of
go on trips.
You travel. I travel, I go places, but there's a reason for me going wherever I go. So, and I'm, you know, certainly the last 6 or 7 years I've been by myself whenever I went somewhere. And so I'm not the person that they're surveying here. I don't have my children, although my children their idea of vacation is coming here. Mm-hmm. I don't, going to them is not a vacation, it's a trip. But them coming here is a vacation. But when you're on vacation with other people, 79% prefer having their own space to spread out. Parents and children traveling. Children in one room, parents in another room. That's the way it ought to be.
Even if you're traveling with friends and you're all the same age, like you still want your own space.
Yeah, of course you do.
Decompress. And that's why I always feel like there is a difference. Travel is travel, but there's a difference between taking a trip and taking a vacation. And a trip is like maybe you're going somewhere and you want to sightsee. You have a schedule. There's an itinerary. A vacation, maybe you have dinner reservations, but as far as the rest of the stuff goes, you just go at your leisure. Go do what you want to do when you want to do it. There's no timetable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, coming up, I want to have a conversation, a little bit more focus, if you will, on voting, who's voting, why they're voting, what they're voting for, or who they're voting for, as we're still, 6 months away from the election, but things are shaping up to be different, and maybe that's a good thing in part. We'll talk about that in the next half hour of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner at your service and on your side, and here's a service that I want to provide for you, the information that will help you know Calitrin better. Did you know, this could be from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, Jay, did you know that Calitrin is scientifically proven for more things than just weight loss? What happens when you lose the weight? Your body requires attention, and the ingredients in Calitrin help you to rebuild the muscle and the tissue and the structure that you've lost with all that flab, right? And the flab goes, you got to put something else in its place, and that's really one of the genius things about this formula. The stuff that's in, I shouldn't call it stuff, the main ingredients. How's that? A little bit better. Main ingredients of Calitrin are aimed at helping you pull yourself together, literally and figuratively. So you don't just look better, you actually are better. So please go to toploss.com, see the secrets behind this all-natural way, how the program works, and the natural way to lose weight and keep it off, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HIM to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermal, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HIM to 321-321. That's HIM to 321-321.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
After the hour now, the Good Day program. It's social media time. What's trending? Taylor Swift. Isn't she always trending? Well,
yep.
Not in this case.
The answer
this
is yes.
Yeah, the answer is yes, but then this is a different Taylor Swift. There's a man named Taylor Swift who has successfully learned how to embrace his pop star-esque name. Mr. Swift, serves as director of government capacity at the PopVox Foundation, and he's learning about sharing his name with Taylor Swift. So, Taylor Swift, meet Taylor Swift. Mr. Swift said, quote, as someone who works in the congressional advocacy space, where I help advocate for things like better wages, pay, and benefits, and technology, helps to have a name like mine because people usually remember it.
Oh, yes.
Duh.
People see, like, Taylor Swift coming
right
on their emails, and if they're Swifties, they're like, wait, what?
Right.
I'm sure people like him probably based off of his name alone.
Mm-hmm. He said he first learned about Taylor Swift when he was 15. He said, quote, at first I thought, no big deal. She's a singer with a hit song or two. It won't be a big deal. How wrong was he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so. He said, quote, I was just a kid trying to live my life, and now sharing a name with a big singer.
Mm.
Anyway.
He does go by his name, Taylor J. Swift, or sometimes
yes.
TJ.
Right. Okay, so TJ Swift. Anyway, it was bound to happen. Somebody was bound to come up with that name, right? Not the only one in the world.
Oh, no. There are, yeah, there are so many people that have. I knew when I was in acting classes, I knew a Tom Cruise. But
yep.
Because Tom Cruise is already so well known, he went by his first name and his middle name instead of his last name. But his legal name was also Tom Cruise. And that
uh-huh.
was somebody who was also trying to get into the same field. So he had to change his name.
Do you have anybody? Do you mean anybody named Jay Kirshner?
No, I don't know anybody else named Jay Kirshner.
Mm-mm. There's another Doug Steffen.
Especially spelled by him, spelled the same
in,
way.
In Winnipeg, who teaches at the University of Ottawa, I think.
Mm.
But there is not another Dudley, Stephen. My given name is Dudley, so there's not another Dudley. There's another Doug, but there's not another Dudley. So, anyway, back to the Swifty, or the Swift guy. He said this past weekend, he was giving an example, I booked a dinner reservation for two. Under the name of Taylor Swift. Of course she did.
Of course.
And the hostess was disappointed when he showed up. She said, I thought it was the real Taylor Swift. And he said, what do you mean? I'm
the
real
Taylor
Swift. Yeah.
Here's my driver's license.
Yeah.
Legal name and all.
All right. Anyway. So that's the biggest problem in the world that guy has. Good luck to him. Meanwhile, Travis Kelce, the other half of this whole big thing, has signed a new contract with the Chiefs. Is it because of her that he's getting more money than anybody else in the league?
That is so disrespectful to his actual talent as a football player.
So why was he the highest paid before then? Why is
because
he now
you,
just
you get better with each season? I mean, there are different people who, in all of the different sports, all of the sports balls that they are in the league longer, they have more accolades, more championship awards, rings, trophies on their shelves, start to require more money.
$35 million He's getting, he was getting $30 million now he's getting $35 million So that is a lot of money. Good for him. But how much money is that in terms of what he's making versus what Taylor Swift makes? That's, she makes that
she's
about.
She's a billionaire.
She makes that much money a week. So does that mean that there's a problem? Not unless you are focused only on money. If they care about each other, all the rest of the stuff, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? It's not a big deal. But if they're and there be people that'll throw that around.
He's the highest paid tight end. He's not the highest paid in the NFL. He's
no,
the highest paid
end.
For his position.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And he is the best for his position.
Well, we'll take that to the bank. Thank you, madam. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No, no, no. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65-plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie MacVest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now. And the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Assemble.
No! Is this some horrible gladiator movie? What is that?
It is. I'm not crying, you're crying. But it is the best scene in cinematic movie history.
Oh, really?
When the, yes, when everybody who was snapped out of existence because of the evil Thanos gets brought back to have this majorly epic battle, and Captain America says, "Avengers, assemble!" And I'm going to need a moment.
Okay, well, then I'll get into my inspirational mode here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and a thought about sacred ideas like love. Love, it seems to me, is most valuable when it is practiced purely and with no expectation of reward. Right? What else, when you think about the fact that love is free,
mm-hmm.
and it isn't something that you need to take, it isn't something you need to give, but people give it and people take it.
It should be unconditional.
Absolutely.
Love with conditions is not love at all.
Nah.
What's the one? What's the verse from the Bible? 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, one of the Corinthians, where
yeah.
love is patient, love is kind, love is never boastful.
Yes.
And it
yeah.
is, it's true.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, let's talk a little bit about who's voting, at least at this point, who says that they're going to vote. The fact that Donald Trump is not doing as well with Latinos, and then they're not doing well with the Democrats, aren't doing well with Latinos. Actually, the Republicans are doing better with Latinos than the Democrats are in terms of growth. Democrats are losing Latinos, and Republicans seem to be gaining them. But I'll go back to the same throw, and people say, how can you prove this? Well, I'm looking at the stats that are in three or four. I'm actually looking at a reporter based in Southern California who has written a book about Latino political identity because it is his own, and what they're doing, at least in California, not necessarily does just because going on in California doesn't mean the rest of the country is doing it, but I think in this case is a fairly good lead here because the difference between the Latinos in the Southwest are different than the Latinos in the Southeast. The Latinos in the Southeast are definitely more interested in Trump than they are in Biden, just the way it is, the Cubans. But the Latinos, the Mexicans, are not so sure about where they're going and who they're voting for, it would seem, from this. And you know how the news media is always trying to put people into holes and buckets and boxes and things. And so it looks like, you know, we're going to, who are you planning to vote for president? The reason I bring this up is because it's such a ridiculous premise. How do you know? Right?
I don't know what's about to happen. I feel like we went into some weird time warp space time continuum.
Yeah.
That it's just like, really? What is happening? What is going to happen? And I don't think that you can even place a bet on who is going to end up winning the presidency. I know sometimes people think, well, this person's definitely going to win. And so a lot of times they do. That person does. Or sometimes there's like a total shocker of somebody else. But I just think that there is so much going on with every single, not every single candidate, because not enough of the candidates are prevalent enough for people to know about. It's basically between the top two / big three
yeah.
of Kennedy, Biden, and Trump. But there's so much going on around all of them that it's like, come on. It is head-spinningly overwhelming.
Speaking of that, by the way, I just sneezed four times, so thank you for jumping in.
Oh, bless you.
Yes, thank you.
Many blessings.
Protesters at a number of colleges and universities, but more at Columbia than anything else. Columbia protesters, they're all wrapped in their garb. There are a bunch of women and men who have Muslim garb on, and they're leading the charge. I don't know. Is this America 2024? If it is, I'm disgusted. I don't like it. They have these protesters that are Muslim. And this is what gives the Muslims, this is what causes people in America who are not Muslim to be impatient and angry at Muslims. This kind of stuff. They're displaying and rubbing our noses in this, frankly. They're students. Many of them are not Americans. They've come to go to school at Columbia or wherever else they go to school. And they have stirred the pot. For example, this week, they have occupied a building on campus, built up barricades, using furniture to block doors and banners are over the windows so nobody can see in. Who the hell do they think they are? That's the problem. You know, I get that there is need, and I'm a supporter of peaceful protesting to the nth degree. But in this case, these people are not American citizens. They've come here at the behest of Columbia to have a good education, and instead, they're whipping everybody up into a frenzy about what's going on in the Middle East. And they have their pejorative. They have a Muslim slant on it, and that's all well and good. There's the Jewish slant, there's the Christian slant. But these pro-Palestinian encampments, at least at Columbia, now I don't know about the rest, but I'm looking more at the Columbia situation, and it's very clear that there's a Muslim minority that is not American, but they're coming to school there, that has started and created this big to-do. Is it right? No. Is it fair? No. Is it going on? Yes. Do we let it go on? Well, who knows? If you look at the basic construct of leadership on these universities, mostly they're all a bunch of lily-livered cowards. And so what do they do about all these dozens of protesters that are on college property, that are destroying college property? I mean, I'm using Columbia as an example, but there have been arrests at universities in Texas and in Utah and Virginia during the course of the week at colleges and universities there. And so, you know, what is this? What does it all prove? You think you're going to stop the Israeli-Hamas war? It'll stop when Israel is ready to stop it, more than anything else. Israel has offered, by the way, to accept the release of fewer Hamas-held hostages. I think it's 33 instead of 40 in exchange for a ceasefire. The president has been speaking to the leaders of neighboring countries. They're trying to pressure Hamas to accept a deal. And so here we go. I've said this probably 100 times if I've said it once. I have absolutely no use for a representative. Is it Ilhan Omar? The problem here is that this kind of stuff is what gives those who are trying to find a middle ground an awkward position. So, all right, let's go to Israel and Uri Geller, who joins us every week at this time. Uri, you have a unique situation there in that you live right in Tel Aviv. You and I are connected almost at the hip over the years, and I've seen what the situation looks like over there, but nothing is better than hearing from you what the experiences are. So I think I'm going to go back a little bit to what I was saying about the demonstrators at Columbia and other colleges and how that's being covered in Israel, or is it being covered? Is it do people know what's going on university campuses here, folks over there?
Okay, Doug, sorry, but what is the question that is? Never mind.
All right.
Of course,
ahead,
it's all over. Let me tell you, look, I always speak to you about Israel, Gaza, or the Jewish people, but today, Doug, I want to talk to you about this virus. There is a virus. It's a sickness which is actually spreading in America, and it seems to mainly affect young people. Sadly, Doug, there is no known cure. And I'm worried, Doug, I'm worried that this sickness is going to spread worldwide. But, you know, it sounds funny what I'm saying, but listen carefully and read between the lines. The good news is that the symptoms of this sickness are easily identifiable. Let me tell you, let me explain you what the signs are. The virus incubates in expensive universities in America, and especially caught by ignorant young students. Unfortunately, Doug, the virus is highly contagious. But it's okay, because the carriers, you know what they do. They like to sing together and live in tents on the campus grounds, and you will know if you have this virus because you will like to sing about rivers and seas. Though, Doug, you will not know why. And you will like to shout and scream. So let me continue. But the most serious thing is you will become a full-blown racist. That's what they are. Even though, you know, you can pretend to be the exact opposite. Now, look, Dan, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
I do. I know where you were going to go with this.
Wait, these crazy students all over America now, who have basically hijacked campuses across America. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they're doing it is to protest against Israel, Doug. Now, let me tell you, nobody has a problem, Doug, with criticizing Israel. In fact, here in Israel, we criticize the government all the time. But these idiotic students are intimidating Jewish students. Look at television. Open ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN. And they're making Israeli students and Israeli staff fear for their lives. This is shocking. And these are exactly the same kind of ugly scenes that we have seen in Europe, you know, in the streets, since October the 7th. And I'm worried. I'm really worried, Doug, that the same virus that has taken root in America is going to spread to universities worldwide. Worldwide. The Europe is ripe for it. And you know what? Europe is sitting back, Doug, and they're letting it happen. This is unbelievable. Look, every week, Doug, there are demonstrations in London, for instance, in Holland, in Italy. It's just, in Australia, I'm at home now watching television. I've just seen a journalist in Australia fight a protester, a Hamas protester. They almost beat him up. So that is what's happening here. And I do not understand why they don't arrest these guys in America.
Well, because they don't have any courage. They don't have the foresight. They don't have the... we've all become weak. Because we don't have good leadership. We don't have good leadership on the campuses. We don't have good leadership in politics. We don't have good leadership in business. We don't have any of this stuff. So we have the kind of things going on and the kind of slanted reporting that's going on about the war itself. I mean, listen, Israel is not, this is not the greatest moment for Israel, but it is, it's a difficult time. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller. From Israel, here on the Good Day program at 48 after the hour.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on. That's right, you don't have to bend down and you don't have to touch them, which is why people can't stop talking.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins, and I'm never going back.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitrans. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Calitran that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid and it comes as a powder. And I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free. And it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up. So it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal 50% off for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo. And our
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That's the theme from Siskel and Ebert, which many of us will remember fondly as perhaps the first and maybe the best of all of the film, the television shows that would review films. These two guys, one of them worked for the Chicago Trib, the other for the Chicago Daily News, I think, if I remember correctly, Chucker. And so they had quite an impact. It was entertaining to watch the two of them to determine, you know, what it was that one guy was saying. They weren't necessarily friends, nor were they necessarily friendly when it came to presenting the program, right?
Actually, let me just say that the reason we play that theme is because this day in TV history, April 30th, Doug, 1989, Siskel and Ebert taped their 500th television movie review show episode together. I got a chance, that was like 5 months ago. James produced, he did a great job on it. I interviewed a guy named Matt Singer who wrote the first ever book based on the life of Siskel and Ebert. It was titled Opposable Thumbs, How Siskel and Ebert Changed Right. Movies. And he gave a lot of really good insight into the two. He had a lot of access, but two fascinating people in pop culture. And he brought up a story which I actually watched on YouTube when Siskel and Ebert did an appearance on the Johnny Carson show, and Chevy Chase was there, and they were sitting right next to each other, and Johnny said to him, "What movie would you avoid this summer?" And Ebert said, "Three Amigos. It's just not good." And it was a very funny but awkward situation on that show. But they were a huge part of pop culture. And I got to tell you, Doug, I really do miss the days when movie reviews were pretty simplistic, where Siskel and Ebert really dominated.
A lot of them are pretty meaningless, as a matter of fact, these days. I think they are. It's a waste of time and effort, frankly. I noticed that Bill Belichick is going to roast Tom Brady. There's a new Netflix special on the Patriots. Obviously, Belichick and Tom Brady
Kevin
are important.
Hart's going to be the host. Kevin Hart's going to be the host. It's just another example of how Netflix is going into the forte of live programming. That's going to be a live event. I think it's this. I think it's in May.
Yeah.
And you know, Netflix announced that they signed that big deal, Doug, with the WWE. They're going to do live wrestling. They took over, I think, Monday Night Raw. They did the live broadcast of the SAG. So, you know, Netflix is going into that sort of network-ish model where they're going more into live events, you know, obviously beside all the stuff that is stored to an archive to stream. But, yeah, that's the direction it appears they're going in.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting. It is.
It is, no doubt.
Direction. I have this story about Chris Pine that I wanted to share with you because I like him a lot.
Sure.
And how many people know his father, Robert Pine, was the star of he was the boss on Chips. And he was, you know, who was it? Emilio, not Emilio Estevez. Who was the Latino? There was, I don't remember the
name. Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, that was it, yeah.
And John Wilcox, I think, was Larry Wilcox, right? Was
Larry Wilcox.
I liked that show. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. So he'd been in a number of shows like that over the years, but he's never made it big like Chris has. And so Chris was talking about how he helped support his father and his mother when things were rough. And he said that when he was a kid growing up, even though his father was an actor and everybody knew who he was, you know, those guys didn't make the kind of money that Chris has been making. You know, they're just working daily. It's like a job. It is a job.
I think I saw a stat that like 80% of all working actors, Doug, have made less than like $20,000 last year. Like the majority, you know, are just struggling to get a gig. The other 20% do well, and like, you know, 5% do unbelievably, you know, King's ransom well. But, it's a tough life.
Yeah.
Most miss, not very few hit.
I saw something also that Scarlett Johansson is in with Mike, what's his name? Not Mike, but Channing Tatum. About the first flight to the moon. Did you see that's on,
not in the theaters,
in Netflix.
It's a streaming movie.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't even talked about it because I don't think it deserves. I like the idea of the movie. I'd like to see the movie, but I want to see it in the theater.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, anyway, we've done our axe grinding here.
It'll never end, Doug. It'll never end.
Probably not. Not in our lifetime, anyway.
No.
All right, well, what is ending is our time together for today, Chucker. Thank you, Chuck Curry. Movie Moments every day here on the Good Day program. It's now 59 after the hour.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.